Welcome to the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast, where I share stories of the babies I've treated, tips for professionals and parents, and demystify this amazing healing modality. I'm Megan Beams, your baby bodywork mentor. I'm obsessed with all things birth, babies, healing, and plain old being a human. Join me while I sink deep into craniosacral therapy. Also, hit subscribe so you never miss a thing. Now let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast. I am your host, Megan Beams, and today I am going over our four-part mini-series starting in January. I'm just going to give you a little taste of what I'll be going over for each of our infant CST offerings, just to give you an idea of what your learning journey could look like with Beams CST Training Center. So if you don't know, I am the owner of My Baby Craniosacral Therapy here in Toronto. That is the private practice that I have. But I'm also the creator of Beams CST Training Center and the sole instructor of infant craniosacral therapy with Beams CST. So I want to give you a taste of what it's like to learn with us to help you on your learning journey, especially if you're really thinking about becoming a craniosacral therapist for babies. I'm just going to say this right off the bat. It is the best job ever. And if you need any convincing to become an infant craniosacral therapist, just go on to any one of my Instagram accounts and look at the photos of the babies. Just look at the babies and look how calm they are and look how relaxed they are and get a sense of how much oxytocin you would be receiving every single day when treating a baby. Okay, that's enough of that. I'm going to get to the mini series overview. So I'll share with you just a brief overview of each one of our courses so that you have an understanding of what it is that you would be learning inside of each of them. So first off, we've got CST Foundations. That is the prerequisite for all future courses here with Beams CST. And in there, you will learn about the craniosacral system, the fascial system, how trauma gets stored within our bodies, and then how CST works to release it. We are able to use these techniques to find areas in the body that are storing this trauma, and you can help anyone really with these gentle techniques to release it. So anyone could include your partner, your kids, your family, your friends, your neighbor, your mom, your dad, and then eventually you'll be using these same techniques on babies. First, we learn them on older people, because if you're learning these really gentle and subtle techniques on a moving target, well, that's not really conducive to learning. So it is much preferred that you learn these techniques on an older human. So if you are already a CST practitioner, right, you might be wondering if you qualify for an exemption. Well, we don't qualify you for an exemption, but what we can qualify you for is a mini course. And so this CST Foundations mini course will just get you up to speed on our vocabulary and the techniques we use in class so that you don't fall behind. So if you are interested in that and you want to learn more, then do send us an email. We will give you a list of the requirements that you need to meet in order to qualify for the Foundations mini course. So that's our first course with Beams CST. That is a virtual learning course. You've got pre-recorded videos and then live virtual classes with a final exam at the end. Next up, we've got Infant CST 1.1. So any of our classes that end in 0.1, other than Foundations, is a virtual course. So this Infant CST 1.1 is a four-week-long course, and there are four live virtual classes where we'll take the techniques that we learned in the Foundations courses and apply it to a baby's body. And eventually, you'll be able to work on things like birth trauma and gassiness and fussiness and all of these things. Because, you know, birth is really hard on a baby's body, and we can assess this stored trauma within them using these really gentle techniques. And the stored trauma can present as symptoms. As I said, gassiness and fussiness, that's a big one. And we've got some really specific treatment techniques that will treat very specific symptoms that you see commonly in babies, like reflux and torticollis, plagiocephaly, frequent spit ups or infrequent pooping, and gassiness. So you will have a whole list of treatment techniques that you can use on a many, many babies. We'll also introduce you to a technique called the rebirthing experience. And that is one that I use on any baby, truly, honestly, any baby who is under the age of 3 months. So after 3 months, some of their primitive reflexes have been integrated. So that rebirth experience is a little harder to do, but it's possible. And this is one of my favorite techniques to use. So after infant CST 1.1, you will potentially be able to treat babies with CST, as long as it's legal in your state or province for you to do so, as in if you have a license to touch or the regulations in your area. So that means that if you do CST foundations and infant CST 1.1 together, that's 1 month after the other, potentially you could take 60 days, just 60 days, to be able to treat babies. How amazing is that? I just think that's so fantastic. Okay, so on to the next course, the infant CST 1.2. When our classes end in 0.2, that is indicative of an in-person course. It is also indicative of a higher level. So when we are in person and we are training, we are definitely doing more advanced techniques. So with this first in-person course of all of our trainings, we do commonly hold them in Toronto, Canada, but sometimes they can be held in a different city if someone volunteers to be a host for us. So just going to give you a little hint here. I would love to teach in the UK someday. So if you want to be a host, just make sure you send us an email and we'll see what we can do. So in this course, we go really deep into the cranial anatomy. So that includes the brain, the brainstem, the cranial meninges, the cranial bones, cranial nerves, and all of these things that are used in a baby's latch. And these areas can get really, really restricted or tight in the birthing process. So we call that birth trauma. Even if it's a beautiful, lovely birth where this baby was born into loving hands with no anxiety around them, they still have a traumatic experience of being born, right? And this can show up in the baby's cranium. So babies who are born and they don't latch right away, or they eventually within a couple of weeks have a really poor latch, or they lose a lot of weight right after birth, there's a sign there that there's some birth trauma and it's really affecting their latch. So in this course, you will work on your classmates to palpate all of these cranial bones, and then you'll also learn how to release these cranial bones. And in class, you'll also treat up to 4 babies in the 5 days that we have together. So you'll have lots of time to practice. You're going to have lots of time to ask questions and really get some good feedback about your technique so that when you go home and you're starting to treat these babies with this gentle cranial releases, you're going to know that you're doing a good job. And what you'll receive is a certificate of completion that says you are an infant cranial psychotherapist, and you can plaster that everywhere. Print it out, put it up on your wall, and be so proud of yourself for doing so. Okay, so there our final two steps are infant CST 2.1. As you know, when it ends in a 0.1, that is indicative of a virtual course. So this has 2 live classes that are virtual and they run 3 hours long. And what we go over are the cranial nerves and how they show up when they are dysfunctional. We can test these out with cranial nerve reflexes that are very apparent and available in a baby's latch. And we can assess them to truly discover which cranial nerves are dysfunctional. And once we know which nerves are dysfunctional, we can also know which bones we need to release for this baby to have an optimal latch. And these are definitely more advanced techniques. So this course is for people who are really interested in being the best that they can be, or being specialists when it comes to feeding and latching. So I highly recommend taking the level 2 courses if you know you're going to want to know more. And our final course that we have is the Infant CST 2.2 that is in person, held in Toronto, and that is the last of our level 2 training. And in this 4-day training, you will work on babies 1 per day. so that you can discuss your findings with your classmates and further develop your advanced techniques. So these advanced techniques are definitely specific to the cranial base and the cranial meninges. These babies, after you work on them, they're just going to turn to butter, but like the most functional butter that there is. You're going to see these babies just melt in your hands. It is truly spectacular what kind of results you can produce with these techniques. You can take a baby's face that is completely asymmetrical with a crooked nose and reshape it to be symmetrical. That is not just a cosmetic thing. That is a functional thing. That is how we create space within the cranium, create space within the mouth to accept a nipple, right? In order for this baby to actually be able to hold on to a nipple within their mouth, notwithstanding a tongue tie. That's not at all what we are talking about here. This is all about cranial nerve dysfunction. That's not to say that we don't work with tongue ties, but that some tongue ties definitely need a release in order for the body work that we use to actually be effective. And I do absolutely teach you these things in the Infant CST 1.2. So you don't even have to go all the way to the end in order to learn how to treat tongue ties. So that's that. That is our Infant CST trainings, all with Beam CST. And the good news for the folks who don't have a license to touch, who are not able to practice craniosacral therapy without a license to touch in the United States, is that we're currently working on a certification program for those folks who are not licensed to touch. So if you go through all of our training within an 18-month span, you will qualify for the certification program. And once you complete the certification program, you'll become a certified craniosacral therapist. So the certification program will not be another course. It will actually be a final exam. And then also you will have a number of treatments that you'll have to do that you will report and submit for review. And then you will become a licensed to touch practitioner in some of the states in the US. I can't wait to share all of the information for each of these specific courses so that you have a real understanding of what it is that you'll be taking away from each of them, so that you really know what you'll be learning, how you'll be learning it, and how soon you can be applying it to your clients. That's it for today. Have a wonderful day. Hey, before you go, my Craniosacral Foundations virtual only course is open for enrollment. That's right. You can learn craniosacral from your very own home. Whether you're a health professional working in the perinatal world, a manual therapist looking to expand your current practice to include craniosacral, or helping babies and families is your passion, there's something in this course for you. You can significantly change the lives of the people in your community. And when you register, you'll have immediate access to the course materials so you can get learning right away with 3 3-hour live virtual classes to help guide you through the curriculum and an online community of fellow classmates and alumni. This program is here to support you every step of the way. Registration closes soon, so follow the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you in class.